Jason Dugan speaking about GP of Qatar. Can you just tell me about how you felt last weekend?
On Saturday I felt okay in the practices. On certain parts of the track I felt really good and just couldn't really put a lap together, to be honest. Heat race was going alright. I had a reasonable start. I think I started 11th maybe, and then settled in like 14th, and with three laps to go. But a small problem with the bike, and because we've only got one spare engine, I decided to pull in. Then Sunday we were ready to go. First race I was lying 18th. I got a terrible start because I was outside of the gate, obviously, from DNF the day before. I think I worked my way up to 17th, and then sort of mid race I had a crash which put me back to 21st. Then I managed to get back to 18th, but then got passed with like four laps to go by Philip Arts, who was going quite a bit faster than I was. So that was that. Had to go in the last chance. Didn't really have much of a rest, so it was all pretty manic. Managed to get second in the last chance, so I was through to the last one. And then the last one, my bike cut out on the line. Managed to get going, and it kept cutting out. We've found out the problem was something to do with electrics. And I think I finished 19th, so overall not great, but could have been a lot worse. Was happy that I got into the last race, but it's pretty hectic with the last chance thing going on as well. You don't get much break in between the races. Just looking forward to this race. Hopefully I can do better and get more points on the board.
What was that like coming through in that super final? Because it seemed like madness.
Yeah, to be honest,
coming through?
Yeah, I got like a free lap because I was quite a bit behind on the first like lap or so, because I was a fair bit behind. But yeah, as I got closer to the pack and sort of started coming through, it was mayhem. Like with the 250s and the 450s, and yeah, it was pretty.
You experienced that sort of race, but I know they have it in the British, but obviously that's not GP level. Was it something you hadn't experienced? Because it looked like chaos. Everyone was just going everywhere. And
yeah, it was. I mean, like the 250s, especially, it almost seemed like they were struggling against the bigger bikes. Certainly, like, yeah, everyone was sort of all over the place hitting each other, and it was mayhem. It's quite amusing to look back on now, but yeah.
Is it fun at the time, or is it a bit like this is
I don't. I wouldn't like to be on a 250 bike, to be honest. Seems a bit unfair, but that's the way it is for everyone, and we've got to deal with it.
Yeah. What about this going to countries? I mean, I know you like to travel and experience new things.
Yeah.
How did you find Qatar? I mean, that was pretty.
It's weird. I mean, the atmosphere just seems dead. I mean, there wasn't many spectators, and the track was quite far away from the pits, so it was strange, because you normally you're used to the crowd getting behind the riders, and there wasn't any of that. So on that aspect, it was a bit strange.
That also make it a little bit less. I mean, it seemed like guys weren't that nervous because there was such a relaxed atmosphere.
Yeah, I mean, it's quite strange with the format as well, because it's almost like the first race for everyone was like a qualifying race. It was like people seemed to settle when they got into a position. It was sort of the focus was more on the second race. It was strange. The format is definitely weird for sure.
Yeah. What about here, coming to Thailand? This is a country. I know you've been here before. When did you come before? That was 3 or 4 years.
I've been a few times. I enjoy it here, so yeah. I've been back.
What do you like about it that you can tell me about?
Just like to get away. It's just like so relaxed. Everyone's relaxed. Nice beaches. It's just good fun, good place to be, not so many rules.
Yeah.